Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time for yet another edition of the Preview Report. My name is John Schmelk. It's all brought to you by New Era. It's the 3-6 New York Giants hosting the 5-4 Green Bay Packers at MetLife Stadium. The New York Giants are looking for their fourth straight win in the second game of a three-game homestand. Now, the Giants are just 1.5 games out of first place in the NFC East, trailing the Dallas Cowboys and also the Philadelphia Eagles. So this is a very important game for the Giants to win before Dallas comes here a week from Sunday, the Giants trying to make it into the playoffs. Let's take a quick look at the injury report for Big Blue. The one piece of bad news, Corey Webster's still out with a variety of leg injuries. He is not going to play. The two guys that you keep an eye on game day are Brandon Jacobs, still trying to come back from that knee injury, and Jason Pierre-Paul coming back from that shoulder. Both guys will be game-time decisions. They are questionable. Now it's time to break down the game. And to do it, we're joined by the one and only Paul Dottino, a beat reporter for WFAN, and of course, a contributor to all things New York Giants. Paul, are you ready for some football?
Well, you know what, John? I tell you, it doesn't matter so much if I'm ready. Are the Giants ready? You know, this three-game winning streak has really injected a lot of confidence and enthusiasm and a very energetic kind of atmosphere into the locker room. But if they lose to the Packers on Sunday, that balloon is going to collapse in a hurry.
And no better person to display that energy than Paul Dottino. So let's get right to it. The Giants obviously have played some very good football over the last three games, but they have a very big challenge this week. Dom Capers has been in this league for a long time. He's an excellent defensive coordinator. And Giants offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride knows all his various blitz packages have to be watched very carefully.
It's based or stemmed out of a 3-4. When they go to their four-down look, it's really outside linebackers in many occasions as the defensive end. So they can implement all types of blitz packages where they're dropping ostensibly defensive ends, but they're linebackers, so they're good cover guys. So it makes you got to be on top of your game. You got to have a good plan offensively how to protect your quarterback, but also you got to. Because of the things that they're able to do, the varied blitz package they have, you got to be sharp and play well to have a chance to neutralize all the pressures that they bring, which are significant. They're going to blitz about 50% of the time, and you got to be able to handle them. Now you get opportunities because of it, but if you don't protect it, then you're going to be struggling. It'll be a long day.
And, Paul, the Packers blitz a lot of different guys. A.J. Hawk, the middle linebacker, leads all inside linebackers with 3 sacks. Tremont Williams, 2.5 sacks at corner. They have a much different 3-4 base defense as compared to their 4-down linemen in nickel and dime. He runs a lot of different packages. The Giants' offensive line, running back, quarterback, and receivers all must be on the same page.
No question, John. You know, they run that 3-4 that Capers has always run over the years, but sends everybody from every position and every angle. The one thing, though, that you know if you're Eli Manning is that you usually read the blitz well. Eli, over the course of his career, has done very well against heavy blitz teams. The teams that have given the Giants the most trouble this year are teams that have gotten pressure with only 4.
Now, one outlier, though, the Raiders did bring a lot of pressure last week, and that did give the Giants some issues.
A little bit of problems. In fact, Eli's one pick six that he threw, he did have a guy in his grill. And in fact, I'll tell you something, Eli took a shot, banged his head against the turf. I was almost a little surprised that he was able to get up from that one.
No doubt about it. And now, when the Packers blitz, that puts their secondaries guys on a bit of a ledge out there. A lot of man-on-man, and as Eli Manning and Kevin Gilbride said earlier in the week, if you can protect, there are plays to be made down the field against that Packers secondary.
That is true, John. Shields is their best cover guy. He hasn't been great this year, but he's about the best that they have. And, of course, Williams is the guy who will come outside and move into the slot, in all likelihood, against Victor Cruz. This is a secondary that's only got a total of 3 picks this season, the worst in the NFL.
And we should highlight their one really exceptional individual pass rusher. That's Clay Matthews, but he played with a huge club on his hand last week. He said himself he did not play well last week. He was very disappointed in his performance, but he's supposed to have a smaller apparatus on his hand this week. How much do you expect out of Clay Matthews?
You know, you have to figure that he's going to come in here loaded for bear, as you said, but at the same time, as Roman Oben, one of our colleagues, was telling me during the week, if he can't grab and he can't clutch, it's harder for him to escape blocks. That is an issue.
Also harder from the tackle as well.
No question.
Of course, that's getting after the passer. That's defending the pass. The Packers also adept at stopping the run, though they have struggled in their last two games against the Eagles and the Bears, giving up over 170 yards on the ground to both teams. But they have 3 very big guys up front that Kevin Booth and the rest of the Giants' offensive line are going to have to deal with.
They're a tough group. You know, they're big and athletic, guys that have played a lot of football, and then they mix in a couple of younger guys that are very talented as well. So, you know, they present a lot of unique challenges just because you're not used to seeing guys that big that can move that well and take up so much room. So, you know, it's always going to be a physical game with them, as we've experienced in years past, and looking forward to it.
And, Paul, that's in their 3-4 base package. You have Ryan Pickett in nose tackle. We know about B.J. Raji. He's playing very good football once again after a bit of a down year last year. We'll see if Johnny Jolly plays in this game. It'll probably be a game-time decision. We'll see if he goes after injuring his leg last week. But, boy, those are literally a ton of guys. You combine their weights, it's a ton. And those guys take up a lot of space, and they can move around.
It is a lot of beef, John. There's no doubt. However, the Packers are giving up 4.2 yards per carry on the ground, which is rather mediocre.
Yep.
Bottom line is this. If the Giants' power running game continues to perform like it has over the last few weeks, they should be able to do enough to move the ball effectively in the combination with Eli going against the blitz. You kind of like the Giants' chances of being able to do some damage.
And what teams have done against the Packers is get them into their sub-packages when you don't have the big guys with their four linemen down and you run against them. Now, the big change for the Packers is there's no Aaron Rodgers. He broke his collarbone a couple weeks ago. He's going to be out for a while. Then Seneca Wallace hurts himself. So they're down to Scott Tolzien. He wasn't even on their roster in training camp. He was a practice squad guy until last week when he played in his first NFL game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Paul, I know the Giants have gone back to some of his college tape to see what this guy can do. Not the most physically gifted guy. There's a reason he's been on practice squads.
Right.
There's a reason he was an undrafted free agent. But it was pretty amazing how quickly he was able to learn, adapt, and take that Packers offensive system and actually executed pretty well on the field last week.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that Coach McCarthy has stressed out in Green Bay, is that he really didn't make, if any, mental mistakes. He was able to run all the plays, even some plays that he had never run before during practice, he was able to do under a live situation against a pretty frenetic Philadelphia Eagles defense. So I give him big ups for that. Obviously, he's got a high football acumen, and he was able to run the plays that were called. That's a great thing for a third-string quarterback to be able to do.
But there's a but.
There is a but. Physical limitations, as you said.
Right.
John, there are a lot of throws he cannot make, and clearly he was a deer in headlights against Philadelphia, a game during which he threw two interceptions and could have had at least five or six.
And, of course, Giant players have said this week they expect him to play a little bit better, considering he'll have a full week of practice getting all of the snaps. But we'll see. Obviously, a big spotlight game for the very young quarterback who went to Wisconsin. But, of course, with a quarterback like that, with not a lot of experience, that means the Packers are going to rely on the running game. They have a pretty good guy to rely on. That's Eddie Lacy. Since he returned from a concussion a few weeks ago, he has led all NFL running backs in rushing. Giant safety Anshul Roll knows he is a load to stop.
Get the running back, hard-nosed runner, you know, very agile. Also, you know, definitely has some explosiveness to him. You know, just a straight downhill runner. So, I mean, I think he's definitely giving them some balance. And, you know, late to go along with starts, I think, you know, that's a great combination that they have there.
And, Paul, the Packers have really struggled to find a full-time running back since Ryan Grant had that big year 3 years ago.
Sure.
They found one in Eddie Lacy. This guy can move it.
They really did, John. In fact, Justin Tuck said to me the other day, he kind of physically compared him to Marshawn Lynch.
Also called him a steal in the second round of the draft.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. You know, he had a toe injury coming out of college, and that's why he dropped, and the Packers got themselves a real workhorse. In fact, not only has he run for over 650 yards this year, but he's got a 50-plus yard run to his credit, which I believe is one of the top 10 longest running touchdowns in the NFL this season. So he has proven that once he gets to the second level, he can take the ball the distance.
Not to mention his backup, James Starks, the only running back this year with three touchdown runs of 20 yards or more. Then you have Jonathan Franklin, who's had some ball control issues during the year, but he's their fast scat back that comes off the bench. They're running behind an offensive line, however, Paul, that does have some injury issues. Looks like their center, Smith, is going to play, but Barclay is still a question mark at a right tackle.
Yeah, they got a real problem from the center to the right side of their offensive line. So you would have to think if they're going to run, they're probably going to run left, John, because right now they have a mishmash and a jigsaw puzzle that they're going to try to put together come the opening kickoff on Sunday. If the Giants are going to do any damage sending blitzers, you'd have to feel they're going to attack that right side of the line.
Paul, one thing the Giants need to do to win on Sunday.
Well, I don't think there is any question, as you look at this game from the Giants' perspective, they simply have to play their game. And I know we've said this many times over the last few years, John, But if the Giants play clean football, as they have the last few weeks, and don't do anything foolish to gift wrap this thing as an early Christmas present, I think they've got enough on both sides of the ball to beat a Green Bay team that's taking on water. They lost the last two games at home, at Lambeau. This team is going in the wrong direction. The Giants need to put their feet on the Packers' throats.
Only time that has happened in Mike McCarthy's tenure as head coach of the Packers,
right,
by the way. So the Packers, remember, must win for the Giants. Also a must win for Green Bay, trailing the Detroit Lions in the NFC North. Paul, we appreciate the time as always.
You got it, John.
That's all the time we have for the preview report right here on Giants.com. It's all brought to you by New Era. For Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com. Enjoy the game on Sunday, everyone.
Preview report is brought to you by New Era. Speak with your cap. Get the New Era on-field 5950 cap today.